weird morning, bad morning. You can already tell that something is off because I'm sitting here in this car with the Grateful Dead station on. I don't know how it ended up this way. I got distracted, and I was driving, and I was thinking about something, and then I was just kind of idly spinning through the dial, and it ended up here. I just don't think the Grateful Dead is very good. You know? These songs are, like, kind of lame. And then, you know, they play a lot of live sides on this station, and all of those, they're not, like, hey, it's a jam band, I get it, they fucking stretch shit out, and that's fine. I'm not necessarily inherently opposed to stretching that shit out and soloing for a while, but I just don't think they're particularly great at it, or that, like, these jams are not interesting. These are not interesting jams. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, your counter might be like, well, what are some good jams? I don't know that I have the answer to that actual question. Because I liked Ween a lot for a while, and then they kind of, you know, became a jam band. Today we take you, which I to the vault of the dead. Which I have to deal with every day. But I went and saw them live and saw them, you know, stretch those songs out. And I was like, you know. 1979, coming up at 12:00 Eastern. It's, you know, I like those songs, and they made them longer. And, like, I thought it was a good show, at least. But it did not make me want to go see them live over and over again or anything like that, I guess. I guess that's the difference. Maybe I should just drop more acid, right? I don't know. I've been thinking about it here for the past 8 or 9 seconds. I am not going to take LSD. I've decided. Just now. They're always talking about it, you know, expand your mind, man, unlock what lies within, and I'm just like, I don't know that I want to unleash what it lies within, man. I don't know that I want to let that out. Wondering how you get a Kickstarter refund. Assuming you're talking about Mighty No. 9, I don't think you do. Unless they've decided, because they've already got the money from Kickstarter. It's not like Kickstarter could reverse a charge or something like that. Maybe they would have something in place. I don't know. Write to Kickstarter and ask. Inafune smoked that money. He took that money and he smoked it. Your money got smoked. You Everybody got smoked for a spiritual follow-up to Mega Man that doesn't actually look that great. You could be playing a copy of, was it 20XX? Right now. That's on Steam. That's a weird bootleg Mega Man game. Listen to this Jimmy Buffett station instead. All Jimmy Buffett, all the motherfucking time. Every time I hear, I am not super familiar with the Jimmy Buffett catalog. I know that might be shocking, but it's true. Every time I hear anything on this station, anytime I hear Jimmy Buffett performing, it sounds like kids' music. It sounds like songs you would play at some kind of summer camp, or that they should be on the kids'. It's got that cadence. It's got that general sound of, like, it's a little light, and it's like he's just kind of, something about his vocal styling sounds like someone who was trying to explain something to children. Fuck this, man. I would probably rather listen to The Grateful Dead. You guys talking about wrestling. I watched a wrestling show yesterday. I don't know that it drew me back in. It was funny to hear them talk, like over and over again. All they talked about was like, and if you win the Royal Rumble, you're the champion at WrestleMania. Like, all but, like, tipping their hand that the fucking pay-per-view shows that happen between the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania are fucking meaningless garbage. Enough Supertramp for a lifetime. And you know what? This is maybe less controversial of an opinion now than maybe it was years and years ago. Not a Springsteen fan. Like, I like the idea of Bruce Springsteen, and you know, the hits of the 80s were hits. I just don't. Don't care.
of music, another song you can only hear on SiriusXM. Here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Mystery of Love.
Right here on Tom Petty Radio.
I like Tom Petty. I'm not necessarily, like, a huge fan of his music, but there's just something about Tom Petty. Like, yeah, man. Fucking... That dude's alright. That Don't Come Around Here No More video was real good. Lifetime pass. But, that said, I don't know that a Tom Petty station, it's like, what is it? Okay, so there's a Tom Petty station, there's the Grateful Dead, there's a Bruce Springsteen station, there's a great, this fucking Jimmy Buffett station. What else? Right, there's this Pearl Jam station that just plays Pearl Jam all the time. Like, I don't understand that at all. There's, yes, E Street Radio, which is the Bruce Springsteen station. Elvis Radio. And then this Billy Joel channel, I think, just started. Fuck. And yet, the Pitbull station doesn't just play Pitbull. Pitbull station is playing Selena Gomez. You know? What?
Don't you give me no dirty love. Your father's guilty, knows what comes. Just tell your hoodlum put outside. You ain't got time to take a ride. Yaggity yak.
Don't go back.
Yaggity yak. Yaggity yak. Yaggity yak.
I mean, it's no yakety sax, but... Sounds fucking pissed. Alright, okay. If I was gonna pick one rapper to give a satellite radio station to, Cool Keith. Because that would be fucking nonsense and beautiful every time you turned it on. You're like, what the fuck is Cool Keith talking about this time? But only if he had a show. You know, I want Cool Keith to have a show on the Cool Keith station. And like, so like most of the time, it's just playing like Cool Keith's music. You know, fucking Mr. Nagatko and fucking... Demolition, whatever, and, you know, Dr. Doom and Dr. Doom 2, and all that shit. But then when Cool Keith is on, he doesn't play any Cool Keith. Or yes, one show for every alias. So it's the Light Blue Cop Hour. Dr. Octagon taking calls. Medical advice. And Keith's show always starts 90 minutes late, minimum. They always tell you, it's like, I was starting at 6, but that shit will not get started before 7:30. And it's probably more likely to be like 8 or 9. That'd be great. Dr. Octagon interviews UFC stars. I love it. I love it. Okay, yeah, that's... I don't... Yeah, alright. That's maybe the most Justin Bieber I've ever listened to. He does exactly what I thought he was... You could have a Beastie Boys station. They were prolific enough to carry that. They had some fun live sets too. If you had some live recordings of their performances, those are all right. Elves don't give a fuck.
Hunt, he was meticulous in the recording studio.
Hold it. At ease.
And charismatic on the concert stage.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic.
And slothful on the couch.
Yes, and it's from the year 1977. Of course, that's the year Elvis passed away. You know, for many years, I know many of Elvis's friends really had a hard time listening to any of the concert performances or watching the videos from those last tours in 1977. I know Jerry Schilling mentioned how difficult it was for him, and for many years he didn't go there. But when he was able to, he was just blown away by how Elvis's gift of song came through all the way up to the end. When he opened his mouth to sing, that gift shined through, and it's still shining today.
This next song was recorded by Frank Sinatra, and it's called My Way. I can read it if you don't mind. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
my friend. I say it clear, I state my case, of which I'm certain I've lived.
Yeah, I'm a DJ. I'm on satellite radio. Oh, cool. What station? I do mornings on Elvis Radio. We play Elvis. That's it. Just play Elvis. Just. Did you know that he died in 77? It's true.
I show at Madison Square Garden. And I'm sure we're going to want to talk about the.
They do a post-show show on this Bruce Springsteen station?
It's through tomorrow.
877-70 Bruce. Fuck. Tom Petty on the Not Tom Petty station.
The most influential musician to ever live. I think he certainly influenced the 20th century.
Tom Petty's dope because he's got his own radio show. He's just like, I'm just going to play some James Brown.
The Regis Show, where we got a lot of great music for you. Stay around for the next hour. We got rock, rhythm, and blues. And here we go.
Listen to his fucking crazy voice. Tom Petty is an alien. Got no problem with that guy.
Skanky is what I'm trying to say. She's not a skanky rock star daughter. Anyway, she was in a movie called Empire Records, and anyway, Edwin Collins sang a song for that soundtrack called Girl Like You. A Girl Like You, yeah. And he was in this band Orange Juice. How about them apples? Steven Tyler on Stern today. He was great. On Madison, it's First Wave.
Song, like, I feel bad. Well, whatever, they probably got paid, but, you know, like, I think this is a pretty good song, but it was in everything all at once, immediately. Like, they, you know, everyone called on the same day and said, hey, we want to use your song in a trailer or commercial or whatever, and they just never said no once. Like, it's no fault of this song, because I like it. I like the way it sounds. I like it a lot. But it just got attached to too much other stuff. And I have trouble enjoying it now, as a result. I have a little trouble enjoying it. As much as I potentially could, I guess. Actually, there's a remix of it that I still like quite a bit. So today could be interesting. We could be at this for a while. Today, I think, is for the first day that they're going to start blocking off roads.
Take a shot of liquid metal, your source for a non-stop heavy metal heart attack. Sirius XM.
Liquid metal!
Channel 40.
But yeah, this is the first day that they're blocking off roads for the Super Bowl, and driving once we get into San Francisco might actually be fucked. You go back and listen to Sabbath and Ozzy and all that other stuff, and it's hard now to think of Ozzy as this, like, terrifying, like frightening figure that would shock parents and like, you know, seem, like, super edgy and rebellious to listen to, you know? Like, these songs just, like, you know, they just sound so plain. And his vocal stylings are the same, you know? It's just like, alright, yeah, man, he's singing the song. It's like, don't get me wrong, I like this song, but this is one of those songs you're just like, yep. This slow kind of just, yeah. I guess what I'm saying is that I think Satan could do better. If Satan wanted to get his message out to the children, like, you know, maybe Satan was honing it, trying to figure it out. This is just an early prototype. Whereas Girl Money by Kix, you can hear the devil all over this. Tap Dance Extravaganza. Those wacky metal guys, man. They're real cut-ups. Thank you. Dystopia weekends on Thursday night. Friday, the dystopia is over. Officially.
Fuck.
The other problem with these road closures around here is I don't know if any of these, like, traffic apps or whatever know about it. So I don't, I might be getting routed into the middle of the fuckery. Like, I'm, you know, I know which way I normally go, and I'm pretty sure that's still open, but I'm trying to think, like, you know, hey, is there a faster way through this shit or what? That shit.
We'll hit the rough. and it's good to have you today.
Charles, how are you?
Fine.
Hi, Charles.
Hey, what's going on, Charles?
Where are you talking from? Are you at home?
I'm at home.
I'm on the toilet?
That's in
Durham, North Carolina.
You've been around for how many years have you been doing this?
Pooping? About an hour and a half now.
I've been full-time ever since 58.
1958, and I don't know of anybody I'd rather hear sing than you and your group. When you get going on one of those songs, there ain't nothing like it.
Well, man, that's good to hear.
I disagree, but all right, I mean. Real jazz! Real jazz! I would rather listen to the jam band station. Phone is saying I should turn up here instead of going all the way up. I'm gonna give that a shot if I can get over. Lane? Am I just like too close to? It's just the sky getting blocked by these buildings. These buildings are not that tall. It's been fucked up through here lately. I don't know what changes about a place that suddenly like satellites just ain't working as well. But All right, this thing says we're going to turn here on Octavia. Let's fucking see how that goes. I don't really know what to expect. Half a mile to Washington Street. This doesn't seem faster. Well, I mean, it's a little less traffic, but, like, there's a fucking four-way stop at every block. Oh, you're just gonna go, huh? It's not your turn, but you're just gonna go. Cool, yeah, don't look at me. That's you. Go. Go. Now we're just driving up hills through, like, residential, like, all these apartment buildings. This is not a faster way to get to where we're going. This can't be. Oh, shit. Fuck, man. You know what? That's right. I can never trust the directions, because the directions always go to the front of the building and not to the alley around back, which is where you have to go to park. They just want me to go up this fucking windy-ass street. This application has made some mistakes today, and I have made some mistakes as well for taking this route. Well, we'll see how it goes here. What's it gonna have me do? I turn right on Gough. I mean, I could have just turned on Gough to begin with. It's a straight shot. Like, I didn't need to weave through all these fucking hills and shit. I should really punch out of this and actually turn around and just go back to Broadway and take Broadway. That's the actual right move that I should make. Do exactly that. Fuck it. Oh, there's a park here, so now there's no street here for me to make this turn and get back on track. And okay, all right. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We're fine. The other thing I'm worried about is that the alley that I normally have to get into to park is going to be closed at the end I usually take, which then, in that case, these directions would be right. I just don't remember what days the alley is going to be closed. So, really, there's just, who could say? more blocked Broadway, and then take Broadway and go through the tunnel, and this is Pacific, okay. Now we're going downhill. This is way more fun. Go, you fuckers. Tunnel in one straight shot, no traffic at all. Kids are real good singers. They can sing anything. Just, you know, feed them enough food, let them out of their cage, and beat them until they sing the hits. Little Tyler refused to sing lead on this song. And Music Daddy came in and punched him square in the jaw and knocked out all his teeth. Look out, Music Daddy's coming.
Yeah.
You can't sound like shit. Do another take. It's just like putting out lit cigarettes onto the backs of children. Just sing better. Turned onto the street that is the one open street between the Super Bowl. They're literally calling it Super Bowl City. And the other closed off area on at Moscone. And it's, I'm surrounded by trucks. Help. Big rigs everywhere.
To save you all this money and still give you the best shave.
He has how the dominant the Broncos defense was against that Patriots offense, but a
LeBron's looking at it and going, we win. I have rings. I know how you win championships.
So does what?
What are you going to tell me?
Black and and interview the stranger.
And the interview didn't go too well.
Somehow, you get in the car.
So that's always a possibility. But, like I said, the rumblings are just ever so slightly popping up here. And most of this relates to Yankees Global Enterprises, which is the holding company that controls the finances of the Yankees, and I guess NYCFC.
But Sacramento has not made the playoffs for 10 years. So,
fuck it.
To be at this point, and to be advanced.
I, too, am running this red light.
Superstorm. Superstorm. We'll come back. We'll discuss it. Get to your calls, 855-NBA Jump. Stay with us as we continue above the rim.
Contender, okay? Mm-hmm. Secondly, you never know.
Fantasy Sports Radio.
Where were you for the kick?
Different schemes.
Will the football station have fucking traffic news?
I was actually on the hamstring.
No, guess not.
With not much natural talent.
Here are your hosts, Jim Noble.
Throw me a freaking bone.
And Chocolate Myers.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
Fuck.
All right, welcome back. You know, that's a movie I need to rewatch. You ever have those, I don't know if you have DVDs or anything?
Nope, never heard of it.
There was a movie way back that you probably haven't seen it in 10, 15 years, but you just, you gotta, that's one I'm putting on the list for this weekend. Because look at this weekend. I got no football. I got no racing. You know,
I got the Pro Bowl.
As I said, I've got no football.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic.
You can actually watch Patriots in it, too.
Yeah, they're not doing anything.
The last time. That was well done. Rim shot, thank you. First of all, what do you think the chances are of Tom Brady playing in that game? I have a better chance of winning the Daytona 500 than Tom Brady has of agreeing to play in that game. So, Pro Bowl, Patriots, now the Panthers. Yeah. Panthers will be in it because they're getting ready for the Super Bowl. So, again, have you ever been to a Pro Bowl? Because I have. I've been on the sidelines for a Pro Bowl in Hawaii, and let me tell you, to say the atmosphere is a tad laid back is the ultimate under. We just don't care. It's not a football game. They shouldn't even play it anymore. So, as I said, I've got no racing. I've got no football. I need some movie options, and I believe that Austin Powers might have just gone to the top of the.
I think Brady's going to be spending the next 2 weeks trying to figure out all the people he needs to sue.
There you go. Fucking people that like football and NASCAR are fucking the people that are keeping Austin Powers alive.
Get to my mind with blood.
Stop it. Enough. NASCAR radio chocolate. I don't appreciate it. Why don't you concentrate on your Carolina? Has the host ever just walked off the show? Has the host ever just threw his
traffic drinks?
Yeah, they just
it's about to happen. I'll tell you right now, it's about to happen. You know what? You're sucking the 50% of joy I had last night right out of me.
Sucking something.
I really have nothing negative to say about it. The only thing I would do is maybe cut back on some of the celebrations that he does in the game, but that's his personality, so I would never tell him to stop doing that.
We know your time is valuable, so take us to go. Grab the Sirius.
Very care for extraordinary kids, whether it's our epilepsy. Hey, everybody, this is Jared Greenberg from Off the Dribble on NBA Radio. Kobe Bryant's farewell tour included a stop with us to talk about what his emotions will be like that very last time he puts on a Laker jersey.
I'm anticipating there's going to be a moment where it's like, dude, you're walking with you.
I just need that way. Miles an hour. At least.
508-6108. Oh, I love him, though.
Michelle and Alicia are their names, and my Michelle, my oldest daughter, the nurse.
After you've been married a long time, chances are, you're just going to be spending time together. So now she wants us to start doing things together. I said, all right, we'll do things together. First thing out of her mouth, let's go on a whale watching trip. I said, what? She goes, I want to get in a boat and go see the whales. Let's go see the whales. I said, no. That's a 60-foot animal. We're in a 6-foot rubber boat. we're a bath toy.
Jeff Foxworthy and a whole bunch of our friends. Did I mention me? Jeff's last comedy roundup is on right now. Check it out.
SiriusXM 97. Or listen on the SiriusXM app. You're going to love it. I promise.
The Raw Report. What's happening in the world of comedy at SiriusXM and beyond.
The big news here, Jim, the big comedy news.
Oh, good, I didn't know it.
You do know it. Ooh. Know all about it. It's the mouthful of shame towards your tour.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the big news. There must have been nothing else happening in comedy. That's even the biggest news of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be a very slow news week. Yeah, I mean, look, man, I wanted to go out and do a tour again. I want to shoot another special. Because this is how my career goes. I'm cancer. Like, everything I touch fucking dies.
Right.
Like, I had three specials on Netflix, all doing really well. And then they're all yanked off of Netflix. And then, of course, now fucking, you know, Making a Murderer is the biggest documentary in the last 30 years. And why would my specials be there for people to watch?
The Raw Report, Fridays, 4 p.m. East, 1 p.m. Pacific, on Raw Dog Comedy.
What? He looked up the percentage of black people who have been nominated over all these years.
Hold on. It's people of color.
Oh, people of color. Okay. System.
What's the Turbo 10?
All right. According to Nutrisystem, you can lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. The menu includes...
That was kind of what made New York hot. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I love... Have you seen there's like one of those BuzzFeed pages that have like pictures of what...
Yeah. They'll scare the shit out of everybody.
They do.
They're like, fuck you. We kill...
You have to wait week to week. You have to hope that your DVR...
Roadrunner Transportation Systems wants you to
figure out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat.
Checking out your pregnancy, so every hour you knew what was going
on. Life otherwise, are you potentially watching porn? I mean, studies have shown that couples who watch porn together, the porn is not distressing. It's often a real source of arousal. Or are you reading erotica together? But there may be... additional arousal capacitation or different, more arousal potential if you look at the sort of psychological pathways to creating arousal.
So that's
definitely what we need, Dan. Thank you for that information.
Well, I'm very glad you think that can be helpful, Carolyn. And I'm very glad to have had Dr. Ian Kerner as our guest on the show. He is the originator of goodinbed.com, which is a blog that you can go to and get information. He's also the author of many books, including She Comes First. And he is a therapist here in New York who does marriage, family, and sex therapy, as well as seeing individuals. And he sees people of all different sexual orientations. So you have a very varied practice, Ian, and it's been a pleasure to have you on our show again. And we hope we have you on again very soon.
Always a pleasure, Virginia. Thank you as always.
Okay. And we will be taking a short break, but when we come back, those of you, I know we have a few callers on the line, please stay on the line. I promise I will get back to you as soon as our break is over. And for the rest of you who would like to call in, our lines will be open for your phone calls or for your emails. I can be reached at 1-877-NY.
Steve Sims. Be sure to join in for another edition of our show next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m.
in certain parts of that flash memory market and more risks associated with the Western Digital proposed acquisition. Western Digital, other memory and storage companies taking hits as well, including Micron and Seagate Technology. All of those guys very much lower than the rest of the overall market. Scott, back over to you guys.
All right, Tom, thanks. What do you think of the chips, Surat?
I like certain
aside
chips.
From, you know, Qualcomm.
From Qualcomm, I think you have to be very careful. I think the chip sector itself is so correlated to the industrial sector right now, and you've seen what's going on with the industrial sector, the lack of demand, so you're going to get negative earnings revisions.
Do you own things. Intel, for example?
We own some Intel. We haven't really chased it at these levels, but I think that would be an interesting company to come after. Again.
All right, we have a few minutes left in the show. I want to try and get you as many big earnings look ahead.
His stories.
She hides like a child, but she's... And then I break it up into the arpeggios.
The Billy Joel Channel, on now. exclusively on SiriusXM Channel 18. And streaming on the new and improved SiriusXM app.
Without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino, this is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement.
14.
Paid for by Bonner & Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right,
explosive diarrhea.
Very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at atmcollapse.com.
What?
Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to atmcollapse.com.
Joining me now, live from Los Angeles. These are very frightening people who are on the loose. What does the manhunt look like right now, Paul, to get these guys?
Yeah, Billy Joel's out there.
Well, one official described it to me as a full court press, desperate because of the extremely violent nature of all three of these escaped inmates, a very sophisticated plan that they pulled off, and now we have confirmed that a fight was staged somewhere around the 8 p.m. headcount at this jail. And this fight was used as a tool to distract the guards and delay the headcount. That gave these inmates even more time to escape, Ashley. And I think we should look at each one of their rap sheets. Not all of it. These are career criminals. So we can give you a sense of just how violent they are. You alluded to these inmates and some of the things that they had gotten involved in. And among other things,
crocheting.
Said, one of them accused of murder, another of attempted murder. The other of basically torture, mayhem, and on and on. And
mayhem.
What the authorities are reminding everybody about. You can see that right there. This is Hossein Nayeri of Iranian descent, accused of kidnapping. This is the youngest of the three. He went in as a juvenile into the system and also believed to be extremely dangerous. And then the third, 43-year-old man, he involved in attempted murder, among other things, as well as selling meth. And burglary that's not listed on there, assault with a deadly weapon. And the latter two both shot into an inhabited dwelling. They are not linked to each other, by the way. They do not believe that these inmates have any ties other than to meet each other in the tank in this full security jail.
All right, well, there is a good look at their faces. Paul Verkhamen, thank you for that. And thank you, everyone, for joining me. Wolf Blitzer starts right now.
Wolf Blitz!
Hello, I'm Wolf Blitzer. It's noon in Des Moines, Iowa, 1 p.m. here in New York, 7 p.m. in Paris, wherever you're watching from around the world. Thanks very much for joining us. We begin with presidential politics here in the United States and the battle between Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders. The Iowa caucuses are just 1 week from today. The latest CNN poll of polls shows the race neck and neck in Iowa with Bernie Sanders at 46%, Hillary Clinton at 44%. The poll is an average of the four most recent surveys. Sanders is holding a town hall meeting at this hour in Ames, Iowa. You're looking at live pictures. Hillary Clinton has a rally next hour in Knoxville, Ohio. Knoxville, Iowa. The Democrats kick off their final sprint to the caucuses in a CNN town hall meeting later tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. Tonight's town hall is a chance for the Democrats to deliver their closing arguments. It's their last high-profile appearance at the same location before the Iowa caucuses. Our senior Washington correspondent, Jeff Zelny, is joining us now live from the site of the town hall in Des Moines. Jeff, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Martin O'Malley, they won't be on the stage at the same time, but walk us through the format for the town hall.
Well, if they will be appearing back to back to back here at the Cheslow Auditorium here on the campus of Drake University, Martin O'Malley will be going.
You've continued to distribute for us, and then people call the Sheriff's Department if they've seen any of these individuals or have any information. I want to reiterate the reward that has been offered throughout the weekend. There's $50,000 in reward money that is being offered, up to $20,000 from the FBI, and $30,000 from the U.S. Marshal's Office for apprehension of the three individuals. They're offering $10,000 for each inmate. As I've stated, over the last 48-plus hours, this is a 24-7, around-the-clock investigation and search effort. We have a tremendous amount of resources deployed throughout Southern California, following up on information and intelligence. But what I want to do is I really want to emphasize the important role of the public in this investigation and this search effort. We absolutely need the public's help. We need the public's assistance to look at these pictures. We know that somebody out there knows something. These three are extremely dangerous felons and need to be apprehended and brought back into custody immediately. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to invite up the Bureau Commander for the Orange County Sheriff's Department's Criminal Investigations Bureau. It's Lieutenant Dave Sawyer. He's leading this investigation, is currently acting as our incident commander. He's going to provide a brief summary of the charges and some of the circumstances surrounding each of the criminal cases of these inmates that they're facing.
Like, who cares what they did? Like, you know, just...
Yeah.
That's, like, not... Like, that's, distribute that on paper. This guy doesn't need to get in front of this guy ran three traffic lights and killed a guy.
Bureau commander for the Criminal Investigations Bureau. Immediately after the escape from the Orange County Jail, we activated teams of investigators to begin the investigation of the escape. And the reason why I'm here today is just to explain to everyone and especially appeal to the public, sincerely need input from the community to help these three dangerous individuals back into custody. I want to explain briefly the nature of the charges for the three inmates, and I'd also like to explain briefly some of the details of their crimes that they have been alleged to have committed. Hussein Nairi is being charged by the Orange County District Attorney's Office for kidnapping, aggravated mayhem, and torture. He was involved in an incident where he kidnapped with a couple of co-defendants, an individual, tortured him by putting fire to his body. He also poured bleach all over him, and in the end, he cut his penis off. He dumped the victim in the desert and left him alone to die. Fortunately, he did not.
Fortunately?
Mr. Nairi also has a prior conviction for homicide. He's an extremely dangerous individual. Jonathan Tu, we know that he is a, through our investigation, we know he is a documented Vietnamese gang member. I'm not going to stand here and give the gang that he belongs to the pleasure of mentioning their name. They don't deserve it. Neither does Mr. Tu. I'm just here to tell you that we have taken an extremely
fuck you.
Proactive approach to enforcement of locating Mr.
Tu. You're out here begging the public for help.
His gang to let them know that we are here to find him. We are here to find you. And during the investigation, we'll use every means and the resources we have to put the pressure on the gang to let them know that we're coming after him. Mr. Tu is currently incarcerated for a homicide. Bok Tong is also an associate of a local Vietnamese gang. And once again, we won't give him or his gang the pleasure of mentioning their name.
Say that again.
The reason why we're even bringing it up is because we need the community to realize and understand what a danger that they present to them. We know in some of the local communities, specifically the Vietnamese community, there is fear that exists about these individuals, Mr. Tu and Mr. Dong. We need them to know that they can contact the Orange County Sheriff's Department and provide us with leads and put us in a direction that we can ensure that these individuals are apprehended. Mr. Tong is currently in custody for attempted murder and several dangerous weapons violations. He is an extremely violent individual who has also been accused of shooting into an inhabited dwelling. I can't emphasize enough to the community that each of these inmates are extremely dangerous and should be presumed to be armed. We have been working tirelessly 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with every single individual in the department that we could put out. We've also been assisted, as you know, by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, agents with the U.S. Marshal Service. Orange County probation officers have been out assisting us and putting the pressure on the gang to locate these individuals, and also the California Department of Corrections Parole. It's very important that everyone presumes these individuals are going to be armed and dangerous, and they need to contact, the citizens need to contact us to help them locate these people. We base the information on knowing they're dangerous, not only by the method in which they use to escape, but the lengthy criminal histories that they have and the nature of the charges that they currently have against them. We need the public's help.
Stuff like this is why
we are in the beginning stages of exhausting some of the leads we
like,
have. We're on it. We have
you don't really. It's you know.
Locate these individuals.
Everyone likes to assume that the government has access to all sorts of, like, you know, TV future fucking crime solving techniques, right? Like, hey, we're gonna punch up every fucking single CCTV camera we've got and facial recognition this and do that and trace this and do that.
Once again, the information hotline is 714-628-7085. Thank you very much.
But they don't. They don't have that fucking shit.
We'll take questions in a minute. What I want to do is, and this part is very important for us, based on the investigation, we believe there's a possibility, as Lieutenant Sawyer mentioned, that one or two of the individuals have a connection to the Vietnamese community, specifically a Vietnamese gang. We're going to ask Deputy Fong, he's an Orange County Sheriff's Deputy. He's going to come up to the podium and give a very brief 10 to 15 second message in Vietnamese to the Vietnamese community. And what I would ask from you is we need that message to get out. Those in Vietnamese, we really want to speak to the Vietnamese community about the importance of calling the Sheriff's Department and really talk about how dangerous these individuals are. Deputy Fong?
He starts beatboxing.
From a press conference out of the Orange County Sheriff's Department. Three of these three escapees, 714-62.
That's kind of fucked up.
You see on your screen right there again.
Hey, we really need this message to get out in Vietnamese so the Vietnamese community can hear it.
Let's talk a little
and then
bit
fucking
about, what they just spoke of. We heard from
this lady comes on and goes, nah, we're not going to listen to that shit. Fucking whatever.
Sawyer, who's leading the investigation.
This is super important. This is incredibly important that this gets out. And then the news people are like, nah, we're not going to listen to that. No one wants to watch that. Ratings!
24/7 around the clock investigation going. They have teams of people out there looking for these three individuals, but they say presume they are armed and they are very dangerous. There's a $50,000 reward leading to the apprehension of these three individuals. Let's talk a little bit about why these three guys are in jail. Jose Nery, kidnapping,
no, what?
Aggravated mayhem.
What the fuck is there to talk about? Let's talk about why they're in jail. Like, no, the guy just fucking read it off.
In jail for alleged murder and weapons violations. Three very dangerous men, presume armed. We're going to talk a lot more about this with Jeff Hollick, who you just heard from in the upcoming block. Everybody keep it here. We got much more.
One dude cut a dude's dick off. You, the other dudes fucking have done some raw shit. Should probably put him back in jail. Should probably at least, like, ask him questions about the stuff and go like, hey, did you cut a guy's dick off? And if they say yes, then you're just like, man, you gotta go to jail, man.
That he's not just doing that now to cozy up the folks in Iowa saying,
all right, I've gotten further up, and now there are cops directing some of this traffic through here.
How he intends to govern. For someone like Mr. Trump to go out there and get voters on his side and then turn his voters against him, that doesn't really fit his M.O., does it? With regards to Governor Perry, I will point out that Governor Perry was once a Democrat himself endorsing Al Gore's campaign.
Oh, shit!
But people have...
Leaving, you know...
She did not.
You know, senior key executives leave. Is he at some point, Sauer, going to have to just make a choice about which company he's playing with here?
Yeah, being CEO of two companies, I'm told, is not something you want to do long term.
Yeah.
I think they are both his baby and will be
low-lying areas. For showing signs of getting Zika or dengue fever, these people are really worried.
With more than 20 countries affected in this outbreak, Brazil may not be...
It's important to know that the man cut another man's dick off.
...subsequent spread, but it happened.
Somebody who's not affiliated with one of the two parties. So I think that if you look at this race, the only thing you can say is
not to be able to bring their digital life with them. You know, we all know how dependent we are on our smartphone, right? We, whether it's our music, our contacts, our calendar, our access to the internet, you know, when we're having a bar debate with our friends. And so people just want to be able to bring that with them in the car. And up until now, let's face it, the car dashboards have, you know, the car makers have tried to make their dashboards more responsive, but they're terrible. And nobody likes the systems that are in the cars today.
So with these dashboards and all the improvements that they're looking ahead to do, maybe Detroit, say, is taking more the tact of what the experience is for the driver, what the customer wants, not so much about the machinery itself.
Well, I give them all credit for that, because I think when you talk to these companies now, they say, you know, we need to think of ourselves more as mobility companies. We're providing a service, which is getting someone from point A to point B, but we also need to fulfill the rest of their needs. And if that means helping them get some work done on the way to the office, or being able to listen to music that they want, or watch a program even, watch
yes,
a movie.
Watch a program. Watch a movie. That's what I'm doing while I'm getting
so
around.
The automakers are starting to think of the experience that they're providing, not just the hardware.
You mentioned Uber, Joanne. Here's an ad.
Uber, Joanne!
Expanding rapidly in 2013, the company ran this commercial describing its mission to transform urban transportation into something efficient and simple.
Bringing innovation to this world, which in many cases really hasn't been.
We want
to
make a bunch of money and pay all our drivers jack fucking shit. And also,
so much about
that dude cut a dude's dick off. I don't know if you heard. It's dangerous. You should probably fine him. His two friends, we're not going to give them the pleasure of mentioning their fucking gang. But they were not Uber drivers, I can confirm.
So is Detroit at risk of being pushed aside, if you will, to some extent by companies like Uber or even Google and Apple?
Well, sure. I think there are some risks. I mean, Uber really is a taxi service, right? It's more of a privately run taxi. It's on demand. You punch a few...
I mean like a taxi. It's on demand, like a taxi is. All right, now's the moment of truth. Can I get into this fucking alley? Ooh, looks like I can. Looks like I can. I might have actually fucking made it to work, you guys. Detour, road closed, through traffic only, garage access open. You know, I can't get all the way down to that garage over there, can I? So I can't actually get all the way down to the garage at the other end, right?
No,
that's blocked off?
No, I thought you were going to this garage.
Okay, no, not this garage, the other one. Okay.
That's close.
Okay, I'll go around. Thanks. Bro. The sign just says garage access open, and that's fucking misleading as hell. Okay. Well, fuck. Go up here, go around the block. Fit that can into that bag, but I can't. Nope, that's not gonna fit. It's not gonna fit. I mean, I could smash the can and smash something else that's already in the bag and eventually get it there. That's just not worth it. almost there. These lanes merging down to one. What the fuck? Ugh. Just so much fucking construction and bullshit everywhere. Okay, cement truck, are you... Which side of the alley is this cement truck on? I have made a mistake. Is this cement truck blocking the alley? That would be even better. This is... There's a big truck coming out of the alley, so they've come out to stop traffic here. This into the left lane because there's a cement mixer here blocking it, and then I have to turn on this one because I gotta go in here. Hey. Yeah, I'm going to the garage. Yeah. There's like 9 cement mixers right here all in a row. It's kind of impressive because they're all the exact same color and exact same, like this. It's kind of neat. And there's like just enough room here for me to get in. It's like a bad puzzle game. Just enough room for me to get past these cement mixers into the garage. I gotta go. I'm here, I think. Fuck this. Fuck everything. See you guys later. 9 quarters. They all have 9 quarters.